Now, you have to wonder if Bob Carr learnt anything as foreign minister. He put a motion, this is very disturbing, this. He put a motion on this current Israel-Palestine mess to the New South Wales ALP conference last week. And the motion, and they wouldn't have understood all this sort of detail, but the motion stated in part, very disturbing, and I quote, "The ALP conference applauds the last Labor government for its commitment to a two-state solution in the Middle East and specifically for voting to enhance Palestinian status in the UN General Assembly, restating that the West Bank is occupied territory, opposing Israeli settlements on occupied Palestinian land, and joining the world in branding settlements illegal under international law." He said, the motion went on, "New South Wales Labor welcomes the decision of the Palestinian Authority to commit to a demilitarised Palestine with the presence of international peacekeepers. If, however, there is no progress to a two-state solution and Israel continues to build and expand settlements, a future Labor government will consult like-minded nations towards recognition of the Palestinian state." Couldn't get anything more anti-Israel than that, could you? The Carr motion was passed by the New South Wales ALP conference. The last paragraph means, if Mr. Carr gets his way at the national conference, that even if Hamas sticks to its existing terrorist charter, and remember in the motion, not a word about Hamas, not a word about Hamas. I wonder what Bob Carr would do if someone started chucking a few bombs over his backyard. But not a word about Hamas. So according to the last paragraph, if Hamas sticks to its existing terrorist charter, a future Labor government will still recognise Palestine. The motion refers to the Palestinian Authority's commitment to a demilitarised Palestine. A commitment? What commitment? The Palestinian Authority has talked about a demilitarised zone forever, never committed to the idea. The weights are now on the parliamentary leadership of the Labor Party, Mr. Shorten and Ms. Plibersek, to ensure that such a ridiculous resolution is totally rejected by the parliamentary Labor Party.